I wanted to ask you how you came up with the idea. I heard you were watching a dance show and there were some residents.
Yes, exactly. Basically, what happened is I went and I saw this dance troupe perform. And I had this experience that I hadn't had before at a dance show, which is that there was something about what they were doing which felt to me to be exactly like what we're trying to do on the radio show. Even though the radio show is all words and a dance show has no words. And specifically, I felt like there was a documentary quality to what they were doing. That is, they were trying to like capture small, real human moments, and often very funny moments. And then the other part was that they were entertainers. That they were really like, it was a show that was out for fun. Like, it wasn't hard to get. It was super accessible. It was super fun.
So what are some of the stories that are told in the performance?
I mean, honestly, once we got into this, we really had no idea how to go about it. And we had to think about, like, what can you tell a story about and also make a dance about? And so the show has three acts. The title is True. And so one of the acts is about the job of being a dancer. And then one of the acts is about love, since it seems like you could have a love story and have dances that'll reflect that. And then another act is about how nothing lasts forever, how losing the things you love.
So I understand you were in theater in high school, so this may not be a departure, but more of a return to your roots.
I mean, in high school, I was in high school musicals and not in very big roles either. So like, this doesn't remind me at all of being a chorus member in Damn Yankees or playing Bud Frump and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. The only way in which this feels similar is that it's a show with like a million lighting cues and costume changes, and there's sets and there's props and stuff like that. And that way it feels like, oh, we're putting on a real show here, aren't we? But otherwise, like, there was nothing in my high school experience that prepared me for this. And in the show, like, it's directed by the choreographer. Like, I'm a player in a show where I play myself, but another person is in charge. And I have to say, like, that's been something that's been kind of nice as somebody who's always the one in charge.
So what has the reaction been so far?
It kills. It really kills wherever we go. I'm not just saying that because it might help sell tickets. Like, it just, like it kills for a bunch of different reasons. It feels like the radio show, and it's funny, and it's got a lot of feeling to it. But then also, I think, like, it's such an unusual show. Like, people walk in not really knowing what to expect, and then the fact that it's really fun, and they had never seen dancers like these. And I think people leave feeling like, oh, wow, I didn't know that's what it was going to be, and feel really good about it.
And how long do you see this thing running?
I mean, right now we're booked out for over a year. Like, we have gigs probably two a month for the next year, and I don't know what happens then. Like, maybe we'll just make another show, or maybe that'll be it. And I'll go back to working with people who talk for a living, and they'll go back to working with people who dance.